We've been hearing about many intensive care units inundated with mostly unvaccinated COVID patients. Part of the strain on hospitals, especially in the South, is the short supply of nurses trained to care for the sickest patients and willing to keep doing it. Blake Farmer of member station WPLN in Nashville brings us this audio diary from ICU nurse Kristen Nguyen of Vanderbilt University Medical Center.
I think it's Wednesday morning. It is about 7:40. Just got off my 12 and a half hour shift. What patient are you going to go home thinking about on your drive home? That's easy. I admitted a patient from West Tennessee overnight who is COVID positive. This patient went to an outside hospital near their hometown, but there were no ICU beds. So I guess they started calling around. I honestly don't know how many hospitals they called. So this patient was transferred to Vanderbilt overnight and ended up in my ICU. Very, very sweet person. We were talking a little bit about how they think they were exposed, and they said they probably got it from one of their loved ones who is a teacher. And that hit home last night. Most of these cases that we're seeing now are totally avoidable. And that is so much harder with this surge. To see these patients coming in and barely able to talk more than a word at a time. And it just eats away at your soul. It is Thursday morning, August. I forget if it's August 18th or 19th. I do know it's Thursday morning, though. Night shift messes you up a little bit. It is almost 8 o'clock in the morning. I am actually at home sitting in my garage. I had to drive home and decompress a little bit. I worked in the medical ICU last night. We go through every patient on the floor and kind of give a brief background. And what struck me was when we got to kind of the COVID end of our unit, we have four or five women on our floor right now in their 20s and 30s who have either had emergency C-sections, have miscarried, or are currently pregnant. We're hoping that the baby will live. It's awful to walk through the unit and see little baby incubators and little NICU crash carts just in case we do a crash C-section at bedside and we get the baby out alive. I don't know a whole lot about most of their backgrounds, but at least one of these women has other children at home. And those children may grow up without a mother. They may never be able to touch their mother again. I don't think it can get much more awful than that. It is 7:30 on Sunday morning, August. It's a Sunday. And I have actually been lucky enough to have the same patient for two nights in a row. So I've had a young, early 20-something woman who has been at Vanderbilt probably almost 3 weeks and is on a ventilator and is on ECMO, which is the highest level of life support you can basically get. She is healthy previous. Her family brought pictures, and there's pictures of her up around the room. She seemed like a very vibrant, happy young woman with a lot of friends. But now she has a tracheostomy, which is basically a hole in your throat. She is probably going to have that tracheostomy for a very long time. She is sticking with me because she is 22 years old. And now this is her future at an age where she should be going off to college and having the time of her life. How much longer can you handle this current marathon? I don't know. I'm going to do it for as long as I have some compassion left in my body, because ICU is my thing. I've been doing it for 10 years, but it's very wearing, and we've been doing this for 17 months, and it's only getting worse at this point. It's not getting better. We thought in July that we actually saw a light at the end of the tunnel, and then this new variant popped up, and it's taking down everybody who's unvaccinated, and people are suffering long, agonizing deaths, and it is the worst thing to see. I'm sorry, it wasn't actually the best night, so I'm going to end it for there before I start crying and try to get some rest.
That's ICU nurse Kristen Nguyen. Hospitals across the heart, hit south, are going to new lengths to keep enough staff, including bringing in National Guard troops. This is Here and Now.